So Sarah Joy, would you mind telling me a bit about your experience with cancer?
Okay, yes. So I was diagnosed in the fall of 2021, and I was pregnant at the time. So I was 38 weeks pregnant, and the process had to happen pretty quickly once I got diagnosed. I found out on a Friday, and by next Monday, I was talking to my obstetrician to say, Sarah, you need to pick a day. When do you want to have this baby? And I said, well, not Tuesday because I need to sleep on it. And then I was like, Wednesday is fine. So 5 days after my diagnosis, I was getting induced. But thankfully, the baby was already full term, so he was fully cooked. And then it's been like a pretty quick, quick ride ever since then. So by when he was 2 weeks, I was already starting my first rounds of chemotherapy. And I was just exhausted. I was hormonal from having a baby, and my body hadn't recovered from that. Mm-hmm. Then I was getting hit by another train of the chemotherapy. And so, I was completely lost. I didn't know what to do, where to go, who would support me, because my husband and I were from the U.S. And we were we don't have friends and family here. The closest relative is in Germany, my mother-in-law. And so we were trying to figure things out. I was like, there's no way I can do this on my own. So I started researching all of the cancer centers in the area, and the closest one here was this Greystone's Cancer Support. At the time, it was still COVID. There were a lot of restrictions, so they weren't having visitors yet, and things were mostly online, so they did some online yoga classes, and I was able to tune in with them right away just to get into a good headspace. But then, thankfully, at the time of my treatment when I had to have my radiation therapy, they had opened their doors here, and they arranged a ride for me every day of that 3 week period of going to radiation therapy. So that was just such a relief, because I didn't want to have to be a burden to my husband mm-hmm. at the time. So, and I didn't want to drive there because it was just an emotional, process of going every day. And so when someone else, was able to arrange at the Greystone's Cancer Support, arrange a ride for me every day, that was, such a blessing. Mm-hmm. And I got to go to all my appointments on time and, go in and out without worrying about focusing on the road or driving or whatever was going through my head. And I'm really just grateful to all of their services they provide, because they also have a lot of activities, Maybe you're coping with things when you've just gone through cancer, and, you might not even have a lot of funds. Like me, I wasn't able to work at the time when I was going through treatment, so they had activities I was interested in. Like they did yoga, they do creative writing classes once a week as well. And they even have a flower arranging group. And so, I would just tune in every now and then and say, what am I interested in? What can I, go and join along in? And it's also nice because you realize, people understand your story and you don't have to talk about it. But we've all been touched by cancer in a way. And you're just we don't even have to get emotional or uncomfortable. We can just all be here and be kind of co-creating and in a space where we don't have to worry, mm-hmm. Everyone knows what we've already been through. Mm-hmm. It's not awkward, right?
Amazing. How are you feeling now?
It's rough, taking things into account of what I've been through. So just over the past year, I've been struggling a lot. I finished my last round of treatment, which was chemo tablets, at the end of November. So it's just finally sinking in, hey, how long does this grieving process last mm-hmm. after you go through cancer treatment, a cancer journey? And I just realized today, it's been 1 year since I had a mastectomy. So I was having breakfast and thinking, oh my gosh, I don't want to be emotional today. I'm going in for an interview. So I've been in this very surreal headspace of okay, there's a bit of duality of joy and grief that has happened. I didn't have to do any of this alone. I've always had a community supporting me and someone to check in with, if I was feeling uncomfortable or emotional. And I'm just grateful to have a place like Greystone's Cancer Support, with the resources, and everyone's so knowledgeable, and everyone's trained that you talk to, or when you take a class, they all know what they're doing. They understand the kind of whatever bereavement that's happening in your life or the grief you're going through. And I just like that awareness. You feel like you're in a safe space.
Amazing. How's your son doing?
So my baby is, I have an older boy, he's 5, and my baby is a year and a half now, so thankfully they were both, too young, they didn't understand what I had gone through. But no, my boys are great. They see me now, I'm happy and healthy, and my hair's grown back, and I'm mom again, right, after all the the crazy things I've had to go through.
What would you say about people that were wondering whether they should come in the door of Greystones Cancer Support and might have certain doubts about actually putting their foot over the threshold?
So for me, it was as easy as just like making a phone call or writing emails. And, you know, some other folks still might be hesitant because you're like, oh, they're strangers. I don't want to really go in and make new friends right now. I'm struggling and I'm lonely. But I think that if you find that support, it's like it helps you through a dark time and you need that light. And the people here, they don't mind if you cry in front of them or get emotional.
You just say to me, the people in Greystones Cancer Support. No, that's okay.
So the people in Greystones Cancer Support, they understand, you know, everyone from like different ages and different backgrounds, but they understand what you're going through. So, you know, it's amazing. I think that you should just take the risk and, you know, make new friends, find this community to help you through a dark time.
Absolutely perfect. Could